And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Iran.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I am fine. So you are back from Toronto?
I am on my way back.
Yeah.
But, you know, with modern technology...
We can talk.
You can be anywhere and still be doing an interview. So that's a beautiful thing. I was at a wedding last night of an alumni student of University of Windsor.
Yeah.
So that was
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Very nice.
Very good.
And it was on a special day, on the day of the Yom Yerushalayim.
Exactly.
On the day that they recaptured Jerusalem and the Jerusalem city and the west and the Western Wall. And so it's the in the Jewish tradition and religion, it became now a very wonderful holiday where people say Hallel, what we normally say on a regular holiday. So it commemorates something beautiful and wonderful, something that we can always cherish in our hearts.
Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting because Tuesday evening coming up, this coming week, the Shavuot, when we received the Torah, the Ten Commandments from God, and, you know, we see that from the second night of Pesach till Shavuot, we count the Omer, we count 7 weeks of the Sefirot Omer leading up to Shavuot.
Yeah.
And every day we count a different day. And the reason why we count is because we look into something very, very precious. Looking forward, you know, when the kid is finishing school, counting down the days, you know, we count how many days we have left till we go on vacation. Something that looks very, very, and feels very important to us, we count down to. Same thing is that we count down to the receiving of the Torah. Now, if we think about it, really, what was really the purpose of God giving the Torah, the Bible? And, you know, before God came down to Mount Sinai, before God gave us the Torah, the Bible, the Ten Commandments,
to Moses.
We see that heaven and earth had really no connection with each other. Heaven, as it said, never came down to earth. Earth never went up to heaven. In other words, there was no connection between heaven and earth. There was never a man or a tzaddik, a righteous person or anything of that sort that went up on a mountain or God came down and gave us and spoke to us. There was never that such a thing. And when God decided that he was going to give the Jews the Torah, he came down himself on Mount Sinai and delivered the first two commandments of the Torah, of the Bible. And at that stage, in that period of time, heaven and earth then saw each other. Obviously we're talking about more in the spiritual sense, and they were able to get connected. The question is asked is, why was the Torah not given to angels? Why was the Torah given to us human beings? And you know, when Moses went up to heaven on Mount Sinai to receive the Torah,
yeah,
the angels said, well, what are you doing here? God, why are you giving him and the rest of those Jewish people the Torah? It should stay up here in heaven, where it will be spiritual, where it will be holy, down there in the physical world, and so on. And Moses said to the Jews, to the angels, I'm sorry, it says that the Jews, we were taken out of Egypt. Were you in Egypt? You go and slave in Egypt? And that the Jews were in the desert and then, you know, they erected the tent, and that's what we have Sukkot. Do you do Sukkot? And the God told the angels that he is right and that the Torah is going to be given to the Jews. And one more really interesting thing is that there was no echo. When God said the Torah, said the first two commandments, there was no echo. Now, if you think about it, when you go into a very big place, there's a lot of people, and there's valleys, and there's mountains surrounding you, you speak loud, you get an echo. If you go into a cave, you get an echo. When God spoke to the Jews, back, you know, there were 600,000 Jews there, as, you know what, like the 600,000 letters that are in the Torah.
Yeah, big crowd, from, big crowd.
Right, comes from Israel.
Yeah.
Yes, Shishim Ribo Alfei Israel.
Give me some.
There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. That's where B'nai Yisrael, the Jews, the Israel, represents that there are so many, so many Jews. So God spoke to the Jews, and there was no echo. And it's brought down in Kabbalah, but the reason why there was no echo was because that the Torah that God was speaking penetrated every single individual Jew that was there, that it became part of their lives. It became part of who they were. And their neshama, their soul, heard it and accepted it. And so there was no reason or any way that they can have this echo. Because yeah. There was no echo.
Because that the sound all came from the outside, but apparently it came from the inside too. That's why
right.
There was no echo.
That's right, absolutely. And therefore, he was something that unique. Something so, that one of the miracles in the time of the God receiving the Torah, giving us the Torah. So we celebrate that every year. We read the Ten Commandments again on Wednesday. We're going to read the Ten Commandments, and we're going to re-establish and reconnect ourselves with God, and by accepting His Torah. You know, one of the customs that we do on Shavuot is we eat a lot of milk, dairy products.
Yeah, lots of cakes,
right?
Cheesecakes,
and lasagnas, and blintzes.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, eggplant, parmesan, whatever it may be. And the reason why we do it is because when the Jews were traveling the desert, they did not know the laws of Torah before the Bible was given. They did not know the laws of kashrut and kosher and of meat. And therefore they didn't eat meat. They didn't know the laws. They ate dairy. That's one of the reasons why we eat dairy. And it's a beautiful holiday, Shavuot. It's a time of reconnecting ourselves with the Torah, reconnecting ourselves with our family, passing it on, the tradition of Jewish law to our kids and our grandkids. That's the beauty of what Shavuot really, really stands for and how we can really make it part of our lives and it continues to be part of our daily life.
And Rabbi, what about services in Shaarei Shamayim?
So we have services Friday evening is at 7:30. Shabbat morning is at 9:30, and then as well as we're going to have the reading of the Ten Commandments on Wednesday morning at around 10:15, followed by a daily Kiddush, as well as Tuesday evening, it's customary that we stay up all night and we learn, so prepare ourselves for the giving of the Torah, and so therefore there will be all night learning at my home, starting at 11:30, p.m. Tuesday evening, refreshment, and there will be an array of different topics and subjects, and everyone is welcome to come and stay as long as you wish.
That's great. I wish you a safe drive home.
Thank you.
And I wish you Shabbat Shalom, and God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yep.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful Shabbat, and Chag Sameach for Shavuot.
You too.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.